this episode of Retain FM. My name is Peter Everett, and today I want to talk to you about how we're setting goals for 2021. And that's really a bit of a hybrid between our sort of normal goal setting procedure that I've used for years in our business, and then a bit of some of the lessons that we've learnt over 2021. So if I can just dive straight in, our normal model works around a very basic premise, and it's something that we do almost week in, week out, really. We're thinking about our goals, but there's a method by which we plan them. So I'll run through that first, and then we'll look at how things have changed a little. So the first thing is, we all need to have a big picture understanding of what it is that success looks like for us. And that's something that I talk about quite a lot on this podcast, because I believe as a business owner, you know, it's great to have that vision in mind, that sense of direction in mind as to what does success look like. As an entrepreneur, you know, I have things that I want to achieve, but a large part of what I do is really enjoying and engaging with the journey of getting there. But I still need to know when I've got there, what that goal looks like. So whether that's owning a yacht in the Bahamas, or whether it's, you know, a holiday home in the Mediterranean, or whatever it might be, as somebody that's running a business, you need to have that clear personal goal of what is this business trying to achieve for myself, for my family, for my loved ones. Is it financial freedom? Is it geographical freedom? It could be anything, because at the end of the day, it's your business. So that is what is important to you. And I have a list of four or five things that I want this business to do for me and my family. And that is what I'm striving for. So I know what that success looks like. I then have that sort of broken down into a plan. So I have a time frame by which I want to have achieved that. And then I've kind of broken that in broad brushstrokes down into a time frame. And then what I'm doing for my goals, my annual goals, is really looking at the next 3 years. So there's a bit of a tip. My sort of life family goal is more than 3 years away. So I'm then looking at the next 3 years to make sure that we're on course. And of course, last year I looked at the next 3 years, and we're now a year sort of further on. So I've already got the plan that I had in place for the next 2 years, and I'm adding a year onto that and making sure that fits in the context of my big picture success story. So once I've broken that down, and I just use Evernote for this because it's dead easy. I have it on all of my devices in all the application formats. So it's dead easy to keep on top of it. I then take the next year. So I've now got my next three broad brushstrokes. The first third of that, where do I need to be in 12 months time so that I can enter next year, you know, the second year, on target for that 3 year goal, which is then on target for the bigger goal. Perfect. And then once I've got that, I then break it down into quarters. And when I'm doing the quarters, I try to be a bit real. So I know that December's always a bit of an odd month because of Christmas. I know that July and August are a little bit of an odd time because of summer holidays and that kind of thing. So if I'm doing financial projections and all of that kind of stuff, I try and take those things into account as well. So I'm not being real here. I'm not trying to set myself up for a fail just based on, you know, well, that's what this is split by four, because that might not actually be achievable. And then once I have the quarter's goals down, then I take the first quarter of 2021, and then I create weekly goals out of that. Sometimes I break them down into months and then weeks. Other times I just go straight into 12 and break them down into weeks. And what I then do is I then put in the diary for the next year when I'm going to go through this process for quarters 2, 3, 4, and a date in the diary for sometime in December 2021 to go through this whole process again, and I'll block the diary out. I won't let any meetings encroach in it and all of that kind of stuff so that I can plan 2022. So I'm already thinking that far ahead. And this is a process, as I say, that I learned from a mentor a number of years ago, and I have been through this probably 6 or 7 times now. And it's a rhythm that works with me. It gives me a structure that keeps me accountable literally every week. Because this means that every week for the first 12 weeks of 2021, I can go to my list and say, right, what's the goals for this week? What is the goal that's feeding into the quarterly goal, that's feeding into the annual goal, that's feeding into the three-year goal, that's feeding into my big picture? And that is the mentality. And I realize I've absolutely whipped through that at a rate of knots. I have spoken through this before on the podcast. If you check out peteeverett.com/080, then I go into that process in a lot more detail. The reason I've whipped through all of that is because, you know, looking back at 2020, it's not been a normal year. So how do I apply my normal approach of goal setting to 2020 and then into 2021, with still with all of this uncertainty in the world, particularly in the UK, because that's the biggest market that I serve, but globally, how do we possibly do that? So if I just pause here for a moment and look back at 2020 and what's happened in my agency, then I can see that there's three big themes that have come out. The first is that, I'll be perfectly honest with you, in 2020, my agency has been a little bit down on turnover. Nothing catastrophic, nothing to sort of worry about, nothing to write home about, nothing that we couldn't afford. We essentially lost a month of turnover through the year of 2020, so about 8%, give or take. However, because of the way that things changed and the way that staff were put on furlough and how we could cut expenses and all of that kind of stuff, we were actually about 40% up on profit. So whilst we've been slightly down on turnover, and turnover has been one of the biggest metrics that we have looked at in our goal setting and in our business development, we've checked up on profit, but we've been far more acutely aware of profit throughout 2020, and that's something that we're definitely going to be taking into 2021 as one of our key success factors. So although, as I said, we were slightly down on turnover, the reality is we've actually got more cash in the bank right now than we did this time last year, because we've been more profitable. So that's the second thing that we've taken away. And the third thing that I want to take away from this year is that because of that profitability, we've been in a really privileged position to actually help businesses and help business owners throughout 2020 by offering either cut rate or even in certain circumstances, free work to people, in order to help their businesses survive through the pandemic. And that might be because they have a business that's never really operated online before, or it might be that they've never really sold online. They've used their web presence as a bit of a brochure or a lead magnet, essentially, and they've not actually sold product online before. Or it might be that they've just had to completely transform their way of doing business in order to survive. They've taken on new product ranges. They've decided to run virtual events. There's a whole host of things that people have done. And I don't need to run through that with you, but we've been able to support them in the ways, well, and advise them in the ways that we believe they could use a digital presence to A, let their business survive 2020, but then B, for it to grow past 2020, so that as they can return to some form of normality, they now have another income stream or income streams to their business. So they're the three big things that I want to take away from 2020. The an importance of turnover, reinforcing that, but putting that into the context of profit, and then thirdly, that position of help. That also gives us a bit of a challenge, because as a business, as we enter 2021, we've got maybe a slightly more diluted client base than we've had for a number of years. We've spent so many years niching down our client avatar. This is the person that we solve, that we serve, and these are the problems that we solve. And instead, we've now got this kind of mishmash of clients that maybe don't fit that model exactly, but we are still there as their trusted advisor. We're still there as their preferred supplier. And we need to make sure that we're serving them and educating them and nurturing them, because they're now starting to experience parts of business that they've maybe never even contemplated before. And that's really exciting, but obviously provides a bit of a challenge to us as a business. So how does that affect us as we move into 2021? Well, the first thing is that unfortunately, we can't keep on giving work away forever or offering those cut price rates all the time. So we need to educate our clients. We need to offer things in a way that's in a scalable format. We can't, on the same note, we can't offer free work. We also can't go from charging a lower rate to full rate in one fell swoop. So there's going to be a journey that we're going to need to travel through with our clients with that. But we're working on the premise, as we've done all the time in the past, which is that our client's success is our success. So as our clients grow, then our services to those clients can grow, our fees to those clients can grow, and the whole thing then becomes a self-fulfilling kind of circle of juicy goodness, I suppose. So that's the first thing. We need to change something. We can't keep on going the way that we have in 2020 indefinitely. That's not to say it's going to change on January the 1st, but we do need to have a plan for moving out of that. As I mentioned, we're still going to have those revenue goals, but we're going to put a profit goal in there too. Now, it depends obviously on your situation and your location as to how your business income has been affected by governmental support. In the UK, we've had a furlough scheme introduced. So we do know that some of that profitability that we've seen has been that the government has shouldered some of the burden for three of our staff over the last 8 or 9 months. And we know that that's not going to continue forever. In the UK, that's planned to continue till March 2021, but that isn't going to continue forever. So we can't just take the profit figure that we have and move forward, because we are going to start incurring additional costs sort of back on us, because certain help is going to end. But so we have put kind of a conservative profit goal in there, but we are we are able to modify that. We're able to move it around, and as part of our quarterly reviews, we're going to be monitoring that really closely. The second thing we've done is we've changed our accounting structure a little. So over 2020, sort of before the pandemic started, we moved our finances onto a profit first model. So if that's not a model by Mike McCallowitz, I fully recommend that you go and check out the book. It has changed the way that we've done our accounting. But we are tweaking that a little bit as we're moving into 2021, partly to make sure that there's some more reserves in the business, so that if something like this ever happens again, God forbid, then, you know, we may be a little bit better prepared than we were this year. But actually, it's also about just keeping ourselves and our books and the profit moving through the company properly, so that the funds are in the right place at the right time, essentially. We're then creating and supporting our clients, and especially those ones who have joined us over the last few months, who maybe not operated at this level before. We're supporting them to maximize their success. And that means that we are educating them, we're nurturing them, we're holding some webinars with them, we're offering to do Zoom calls or that kind of thing, strategy sessions essentially, to help make sure that as things change, obviously we're all in the same business landscape here in the UK, so as things change over the next few months, that we're keeping in touch with them, we're maybe tweaking the way that things have been set up, either to make it more efficient for them or to reintroduce some of their previous ways of doing things back into their business because they've got the freedom to do so. So there's a whole load of ways we're doing that. We're also trying to develop some products in our agency, which is really the first time as an agency we have done that. I do run other productized services elsewhere, but in our agency, that's not something that we've done. We've also committed to honing our processes even further. Now, that's something that we have majored down on in 2020 because, as I mentioned, some staff went on furlough. That was largely because there was no childcare. So whilst we could have afforded to keep our staff, they couldn't be at work because of children. So we accepted the help and freed the staff, if you see what I mean. So that meant that we had fewer staff doing a similar level of work. So we had to make sure that those processes were ironed out, where there was no kinks in them, that, you know, lots of people could do lots of different jobs. It's kept us all on our toes, to be honest, and it has been really, really sort of entertaining at times. There's been a lot of fun in it. Obviously, we don't want to do it year on year, but that is, you need to look back and find some positives, right? So 2021, we're committed to honing those processes even further so that we can become more slick and more efficient, because that's going to help that profitability metric that we're talking about. And then the final thing that we're working on for 2020, that we're putting into our goals for next year, is accountability to each other as a work family. And I think this is something that maybe gets overlooked a little. And as people are getting a bit weary of the world that we now live in and the extra loops that we're having to jump through and all of that kind of stuff, the end of the day, when we boil it all down, we are still a team of people, and we're people with needs, with challenges, with feelings, with difficulties, with all of that kind of baggage, all of that stuff that just comes with being a human. And we're going to put that into our goals for 2021 as well, that we're not just going to be a business that succeeds, but that together we're going to be a group, a work family of people that succeeds and helps those that we come into contact with. So I hope that's sort of put a bit of our context for our goal setting for 2021 in place. I'd love to know how you're setting your goals for next year, whether any of this rambling has been useful to you. So please feel free to either hop on my website at peteeverett.com or jump into our social media group, our Facebook group at peteeverett.com/group. We'll send you straight on over to the Retain FM group. And all that bids me now is for me to wish you a very, very happy Christmas and New Year and a very prosperous 2021. I'm delighted to be sharing this journey with you, and I can't wait to see you on the other side. See you soon.